By the way, not only Americans are riveted by our election day. Visiting us from Canada this week, the host of CBC Radio's On the Coast, Stephen Quinn. Good to see you in person.
Good to see you in person as well. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Seattle. You were telling me that Canadians are more fascinated with this U.S. election than with any in memory.
Someone has actually polled on that, in fact, and it's true. This election has caught the attention of Canadians in a way no other U.S. election has ever. I suppose partially because of one particular candidate, Donald Trump, who is unpredictable at best, who is considered to be a little bit of a sideshow. And I think people just can't believe what they're seeing coming out of our neighbor to the south and the tone of the campaign. And every time you turn on the television or turn on the radio, you hear something more appalling than the thing you just heard. The other thing, though, is the serious part of it is beyond the curiosity of it is, I mean, we have a, and you were just talking about it, the trade relationship between the United States and China. Of course, the United States is Canada's most important trading partner, and you've got a candidate calling the NAFTA a disaster, the worst deal the U.S. ever signed, saying that it's going to destroy America. That has a big impact on Canada because trade with the U.S. is a very big part of the Canadian economy.
Some Trump supporters say he doesn't mean what he says. How seriously do Canadians take a threat to NAFTA?
I don't know, to tell you the truth, but I mean, I think it is something that, you know, I don't know how seriously you can take anything that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth. And we've tried to have conversations about what would it take to actually back out of NAFTA? Who's going to go to the Ford Motor Company and say, you know what, you can no longer manufacture cars in Mexico. We're sorry, you're going to have to shut that plant down. It doesn't seem possible that you could roll it all back, but it he's saying it, and I think that's what's worrying people.
You talked about the sensationalism of it all. Some Americans say they're embarrassed by Trump's popularity. Are Canadians looking down at us? Have you learned something about us that you didn't know before?
I don't think so. But what we've seen is we've seen him tap into something that was clearly always there, that the division that's been exposed through this. I mean, I don't think we've ever seen in recent memory the country more divided than it is now. I don't think Canadians are looking down on Americans. I think we're trying to figure out what is going on and what led to this, and maybe being sympathetic to what Americans are going through right now.
Does Canada have no significant version of this? Angry undercurrents about the economy or immigration or identity or race?
It's interesting because before the last federal election, which was just over a year ago, the Conservative government, which was the previous government of Canada under Prime Minister Stephen Harper, tried to foment some of this in the election. There was a big debate about the hijab, about the face covering worn by some Muslim women, and it ended up being a really divisive issue. It was a miscalculation, I would suggest, on the part of the Conservatives because they got trounced and Justin Trudeau's Liberals won a majority government when it was supposed to be a close election. So the province of Quebec has gone there as well on its own. But using that issue to divide people backfired big time. And Canada, I mean, like the United States, but I think we're particularly conscious of it, is we're a country built on immigrants. We're a country built on immigration. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's talking about stepping up immigration to get more people into the country. We've taken more than 30,000 Syrian refugees into the country, and we're a tenth of the size of the United States.
How do Canadians think a Clinton presidency would affect them?
I think they...
We're talking for an entire nation here, I realize, right, but in general.
No, I'll speak for all of Canada.
Okay,
I have no
please.
Problem with that. I think that the thinking is that it would offer some stability. The unpredictability of Donald Trump, I think, is what scares people. You know, I've heard from a lot of people here who have voted for Hillary Clinton that they say, you know, she was...
Here in Seattle?
Yes. She was a president's wife. You know, she watched him do his job for 8 years. She has been, of course, Secretary of State. You know, she knows how government works at the state level, at the federal level. You know, she's demonstrated competence. I think a lot of Canadians feel the same way, which is it'll be closer to the status quo than what we have now. And I also think that a lot of Canadians, you know, we see Obamacare as something getting close to our universal health care system in Canada. I mean, we shake our heads and wonder how a country as rich and as powerful as the United States can't have some sort of guaranteed health care for its citizens. And Hillary Clinton is seen as somebody who would continue that, I think.
Some Democrats are saying, shh, we try to keep that on the down low.
Yeah.
You are, by the way, I'm talking with the CBC Radio's On the Coast host, Stephen Quinn. You are doing your show from Seattle today. And what do you want to accomplish in today's show?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for lending us your studio downstairs. We appreciate that greatly. We wanted to be on the ground here because watching it from across the border isn't the same as being in the middle of it. And so I was down here on Friday. I did a number of interviews on Friday that we're going to hear this afternoon. And we're bringing in recent graduates from the University of Washington, Washington State University as well. We're going to talk to a Muslim blogger. We're going to talk to a political historian to sort of put this all in context for us. And we tried to tap into, to get away from the Hillary versus Donald thing. We're talking about national responsibility when it comes to affordable housing. We're talking about exports with the workers at the Boeing plant, which I visited on Friday. We're talking about all kinds of, you know, actual real issues, seniors, Social Security, the Affordable Care Act, trying to tap into what people actually care about that isn't Hillary or Donald.
We just have a few seconds, Stephen. Did any of the people you talked to in Seattle say they're about to be your neighbors if their favorite candidate loses?
They absolutely did. And I keep telling them that it's not a water park. You can't just come. But a lot of people are convinced that's where they're headed.
Stephen Quinn, host of CBC Radio's On the Coast, maybe your future neighbor. We've talked with him before on The Record, and it's good to have you here in person. Welcome to Seattle.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us.
It's The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.